Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
I really think we should cool things off for a while, you know, take a little break.
We did say no strings.
Right. No strings. You either tell me the truth or we're over.
I'm Rufus and Lily's son.
Georgina, hey, I'll be there in a second.
Things were so much easier when we were younger. We just jumped into things. Why can't we just be more like that?
Marry me, Lily.
The next time you forget, you're Blair Waldorf. Remember, I'm Chuck Bass, and I love you.
Scott, what's going on?
I haven't told you the truth. I'm your son's brother.
If you're looking for the first excuse to bowl, trust me, you're gonna find one.
I'm not looking for an excuse anymore.
I didn't really give you a chance to know both sides of me, and I'm wondering if you still want to.
I don't even know why I'm pretending to think about it. Yes. Yes, of course.
This is your fault.
It's not fair.
Not fair. I go away to take care of my mother, and I come back, and my daughter is not going to college.
I'm headed home to face family firing squad. Considering what you did to us, being able to find you is going to go a long way. Go ahead and run if you want. You know how much Daddy wants to hunt.
Where is she answering? And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me.
Some say love is a river. Some say love's a silly song. Some say love is all around us. It lifts us up where we belong. Some say love is hearing laughter in the rain. But on the Upper East Side, we all know love is pain.
Toasted blueberry, you spoil me.
Dorota offered to make eggs, but I thought it was the duty of the devoted lover to provide.
I missed you.
Yeah, you showed me just how much when I got in last night.
So, how was your trip? Did you get your money back from your poker buddy?
No, and I would have let it slide, but with my parents cutting me off.
Trust me, I get it. Working for Casey is nowhere near as lucrative as being Lily Bass's daughter. For now, toaster pastries are all I can afford.
Just go. Talk to her. For me.
Fine. But then you have to do something for me. Take my place at dim sum with my friends.
Dumplings with Blair and Chuck?
And Nate. You can do some recon. Blair hates Nate's new girlfriend. You can find out if she's really that bad. I bet Bree is perfectly nice, even though she is a Buckley.
Unfortunately, I do have more people who owe me money to talk to.
Fine. Eat up.
One second, I'm telling Olivia to say hi to Godzilla from me. It's funny, right?
More so than your awful sushi puns.
I'm terrible, I am flirted. And as long as Olivia's on the station press tour, I have no choice. And anyway, you know, sashimi later was charming.
Why are you using my screen name again?
Because every time I log on, Georgina pounces on my IM. I broke up with her. I don't know how much more clear about my feelings I can be.
You could tell her you're dating someone else. We all live on the same floor, Dan. When she gets back, she's gonna figure it out.
Point taken. I'll email her later. You talk to Scott at all?
I called him last week, but he hasn't called me back. I guess he didn't like me that much.
Really? It didn't seem like that. I'm sorry. I mean, I know you really liked him. I did too, actually. I guess just in a weird way, we were kind of related.
You know, I'm gonna hit the bleaker. Do you want a coffee?
No, you go. the toilets in Tokyo talk.
Hi, I'll have a non-fat latte.
Sure.
Hi.
Did you miss me?
Georgina.
The bloodsucker is back. I saw her coffin and telltale Louis Vuitton broom on the floor.
Vampires don't ride brooms, Blair.
Leave it to Georgina to start a mutant strain.
You know, my roommate and I didn't see eye to eye at first, so one night I bought ice cream cone cupcakes from the treats truck and we bonded. She taught me how to say hello in Swahili. Jumbo.
Aww. Do you happen to know what the Swahili is for mind your own beeswax? No reason, of course. Just my bees will someday have safari.
Claire, so Bree, you went home last week.
Yeah. Tried to mend that I'm dating a Vanderbilt and didn't work. We're Southern, so family loyalty is really big down there.
Like slavery.
What? I'm joking. You know I'm joking, right, Bree?
So how's Serena doing? She's still dating Bazin, or she come to her senses?
Carter Bazin? Is he in town? I heard he was away on business. He is. Traveling is so important. Bree, have you ever thought about traveling? Somewhere very far away?
I wasn't aware you knew Carter.
Yeah, our families used to vacation together on Sea Island. I've been trying to track him down. You guys mind if I order for the table?
It's you from Shanghai last year.
Nate doesn't like tofu when it's called bean curd, and he hasn't eaten pork since he saw Bae. With me. Well, okay. I'll let you guys fend for yourself. Mm-hmm. If you'll excuse me.
Claire.
What?
I'll go apologize to my girlfriend.
So you're happy with Chuck? Don't I deserve to be happy as well?
Trust me, Nate. I know women. And none of us are that nice. He'll be back soon. He's in love.
I'm looking for Carter. Worm's dating my stepsister. Look, if he's done something to you, I need to know. Any enemy of Carter's is a friend of mine.
I can't really talk about it, but you should tell your stepsister to be careful. If the worm pops out of the ground, let me know, okay?
That was by far your best wedding. The flowers, the foie gras. I would have guessed 9 months later Klaus would have oofed.
Well, the worst thing is I thought he would make me happy. I thought all of them would. What are you doing here?
I wanted to clear the air. I'm sorry. I know that you're disappointed that I'm not going to Brown, and I know that you're angry that I left.
I'm not angry at you, Serena. I should have been here this summer to help you with the decision instead of leaving you here with yet another man who doesn't get it.
Oh, what are you talking about? You and Rufus are the perfect couple. Oh,
thank you for stopping by.
Hey, hey, what's going on with Mom and Rufus?
Oh, you don't know? They've been in a cold war since the day he left.
Wait, over Brown?
Oh, on the surface, yeah, but I have a feeling Mom's flipping out about other things, too.
Yeah, I think they could be in real trouble.
Dad, hey, what are you doing here?
Been running.
You been running with jeans on? That didn't chafe?
If you don't mind, I need to sleep in my own bed tonight. Maybe longer.
Dan, hey.
Yeah, hey, listen. I know that my dad and Lily have been having a rough go of it lately, but things may have taken a turn. He's spending the night here.
Oh, no. They just need to sit down and talk. Remind themselves of how much they love each other before this gets any more out of hand. I'm going to figure out a way. Okay, I promise.
Why won't he respond to any of my calls or texts or my animated e-cards?
Are you serious?
The last one I sent him was this adorable singing dog.
Okay, Dan didn't write you back because A, he broke up with you. B, he's seeing someone else. And C, even though I tried to defend you, you're a full-on crazy person.
Wait, can we go back to B for a second? He can't be seeing someone else because we just broke up and... Okay. Then you're going to get Dan to dump her.
And why in the world would I do that?
I didn't visit my family last week. I was in Boston. You know, I met the sweetest guy. I think you know him. Scott Rawson.
Oh, my God.
He just had so much on his mind. And after several glasses of wine slightly enhanced, you wouldn't believe what he told me.
What are you saying, Georgina?
Get Dan to dump the whore, or I'm going to tell the whole world Scott's secret.
And that would be too bad because, A... That's the last thing he wants.
B, how do you think Dan's gonna feel When he finds out you've known his brother's been alive the whole time. And see, who are you going to hang out with when all the Humphreys hate you? Should we review B again?
Some say love is a secret you keep sealed. But to Georgina Sparks, love's always a battlefield.
All right, so what's the emergency?
Dan, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but according to the Star, Olivia's been spotted all over Japan canoodling with Orlando Bloom.
You know, I'm not worried. They're apparently very good friends, so... Am I on speaker?
Also, Us Weekly has her on Baby Bump Watch. Probably just bloat, but I thought you'd want to know, especially with the Orlando Bloom connection.
Right, since when do you read gossip magazines?
They're Olivia's. She subscribes to both, which also speaks a lot to her character, don't you think?
Look, Vanessa, I don't believe that, obviously, and neither do you, so what are you trying to tell me here?
I was thinking, don't you think that dating a movie star is going to be kind of hard? I mean, wouldn't you rather be with someone from New York who you have history with?
Look, I don't know if you're joking or if Lenny made brownies for your floor again, but I'm kind of in the middle of something here, so we'll talk later, all right?
Well, that was just pathetic. Haven't you ever tried to get somebody to dump a celebrity before?
No.
That's okay. Plan B. You're familiar with Photoshop, I presume?
This is a great idea, guys. I needed some family time. Let's order.
No, I'm still deciding.
Jenny, you've eaten the same thing here every time since you were 11. What's going on?
Well, if Casey is texting you, you should go.
I will in a minute. Well, the three of us can do family lunch anytime. Some other...
You're kidding.
I knew I let you kids watch The Parent Trap too many times.
It's time for you two to talk.
You love each other.
I mean, it's not Rufus's fault that I made a decision not to go to Brown.
Can you please sit down for us?
Well, I do love the bolognese here.
I can't believe that actually worked.
I know, I'm a genius. Which doesn't quite explain why I'll be spending the day reorganizing Casey's shoe closet. Gotta go.
Carter is not who you think he is. Oh, and I know you don't like to discuss this, but he wasn't the cause of my spiral. Just a symptom. And he makes Serena truly happy. Oh, what is this? This is incredible.
I'm on to talk. I learned it from a master in Chiang Mai. Serena's deluded. The guy's not capable of genuine feelings.
He's brought out a different side of her. They're all happy and domestic, nested up at my mother's. Oh!
Carter's at your penthouse? Why wouldn't you tell Bree that when she asked?
Oh, he got in last night. She just called me a couple hours ago. Anyway, why would I tell that future NASCAR mom anything? I hate her. The tractor she rode in on.
What you hate is Nate moving on. Look, I love you, but Nate liking Bree doesn't make her a piranha. And Serena liking Carter doesn't make him a prince.
Hey, where are you going? I have tension.
So, maybe I'm crazy, but I think Vanessa is trying to get me to break up with Olivia.
Ooh, evidence?
Well, there was this tabloid magazine thing, and then she gave me this whole speech about how she thought I should be with somebody I share history with, you know?
Well, Mr. Salt.
Yeah. I mean, everyone in the state knows how she feels about you.
No, that was years ago. That can't be.
Come on, Dan, have you ever seen a romantic comedy? This is a scene right before you chase after her and tell her that you can't believe how blind you were this whole time. You really like Olivia, though, right?
Yeah, I do.
Then you better tell Vanessa that.
Do you remember that night in Amherst? We just opened for Sonic Youth, and it was pouring rain. We couldn't bear another night with that.
Oh, and we sprung for a room in that quirky little inn.
Skylark.
You remember?
Of course I do. They served us wine and welcome back Cotter Monks. I swiped Horseshack for you. That was a perfect night.
It was.
I know we talked about the pier, but an inn like the Skylark might be a cool place to get married in.
No offense, but you've already done the fancy wedding thing a few times. Don't you want to do something more us?
Well, yeah, that's great, Rufus. I'm sure that Mayor Bloomberg would feel perfectly comfortable toasting us with a Freddie Boom Boom Washington cup. That is so you, not
us.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize the mayor was coming. I've never even met the man.
Well, there are certain expectations that come with being Lily Bass. You do understand that, don't you?
Maybe I don't, because every time we get to a good place, I do or say something that makes you angry.
Well, that's because you can't compromise.
You know what? Maybe we aren't ready to talk.
Maybe we're not.
Oh, my God.
Dan, oh, my God, what are you doing here? I can explain.
You know, it's okay. It's okay. You can tell me, all right? I'm your best friend. I can handle it.
You're my best friend, too, but I don't think I
you
can.
You know, and I know anyway. I mean, I think I've known you down inside for a couple months now. You know, the way you broke up with Scott.
Yeah,
and
I had to.
The cowboy thing and the way you were weirded out by me hanging on the
what?
Hamptons.
Huh?
It's,
how does
it's
that
all
have
right,
anything to do with
it? I gotta be honest, you know. I really like Olivia.
Oh, Dan, you're way
and,
off base
I mean,
right now.
You know, I've always cared about you.
Stop! Stop! I'm not in love with you, you moron. Georgina's been blackmailing me.
What? Why? Vanessa, look, I'm your best friend. You can't tell me. You have to tell me. What does she have on you?
She knows that I know Scott is your brother.
Lily, where are you?
Where are you? I'm at the loft. I came to apologize.
I don't know why I got so crazy.
You were right.
I am never really going to understand this world I am now part of. But that doesn't stop me from loving you. It never has.
I love you, too.
Well, we can keep asking each other if we can do this.
We can keep planning and talking
and adjusting and talking some more. Or we can just leap. So let's leap. Let's get married.
We're already getting married, Rufus.
I mean soon. I mean tomorrow. We leap.
Oh my God. Yes. We leap.
Put on those dancing shoes, kids. Looks like we're going to the chapel.
Harvard Club a no, and you laughed in my face when I asked about prep.
The only time I want to hear no is if Ruth Madoff wants an invite.
Constance Crew, what have you got?
My sister's a florist. She can handle the flowers.
Great.
We've got cake. My aunt owns a bakery. She said she'd found a cancellation. I'm sorry. My family's in investment banking. They're all broke.
And you can go. Dorota.
I call the Sonic Youths. They in Northampton will try to make it.
Acceptable. Hey, Jenny, you okay? You've been working on that dress all night.
Yeah, it's like my own Project Runway challenge.
Wow, this is really happening. Are you sure you don't need any help?
For once, don't worry about any of the wedding details. You work on getting married and write the vows.
Oh, I just finished.
Then let me hear them.
Yeah, I know, Lena. So I'll see you then? Okay, yeah, the socks fit perfectly. All right, bye. Don't make me do this.
You know it's only a matter of time before Georgina spills.
Yeah, that's exactly why we should tell my dad.
Dan, this was your idea. Lily and your dad are too precarious right now. This is their wedding day. You can't drop a bomb like that. You're going to have to hold Georgina off for one more day. You can do this. Be strong.
Okay, just remind me later to kill you, please. Hey, Dad, listen, so I got to go out for a couple of hours, but I will be back as soon as I can.
It's my wedding day. Where are you going?
You don't want to know, but it's absolutely, absolutely important, I promise.
And watching the sunset over the ocean in Santa Cruz that day, I knew that Rufus Humphrey was meant for me.
Mom, are you kidding me? Those could be the exact same vows you wrote for Klaus. You substituted Lederhosen for Doc Martens and Nice for Santa Cruz.
No, they couldn't. Oh, God. I'm terrible at this. What do I say?
This wedding isn't like your others. You're marrying Rufus, your soulmate, the love of your life. Talk about that and your futures together, what you'll do, all that kind of stuff.
God. Serena, I just got off the phone with the mayor's office.
You've agreed to expedite permits. Rufus and Lily can get married at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden.
It's perfect. Okay, what are we waiting for? Amalia, new Mean Girls. Go to the garden and get to work. Blair, you're on whip-cracking duty. I'll deal with the caterers.
Mom, just please work on those cells.
Okay.
We'll handle everything else.
Wow. I wondered what happened to Poppy. I had no idea it was that easy to get someone deported. That's... That's so thoughtful. That's so, Georgina. Yeah, you know, I really missed you while you were away.
You did? I heard you were seeing someone.
Yeah, I was, but she turns out she was dating Orlando Bloom behind my back. Can you believe that?
No.
Yeah.
It is amazing how down that guy's starometer has gone.
I shouldn't have been with someone like that, you know? There's no history there. In fact, I was thinking that maybe we could hit the reset button on us. Yeah, you know, like, go on a date? Something like that?
Really? You want me to be your date at your dad's wedding today? I read about it on Gossip Girl.
You know, it's a private event, it's small. So tomorrow.
Oh. Yeah, okay. That works.
Great.
Yeah. What does it mean when someone used to grab your ass but now doesn't? It means that someone's a big fat liar.
How is my favorite bridesmaid?
Working my butt off but happy. You're coming, right?
I wouldn't miss you in something pink and poofy.
I'm serious. I know you've been avoiding my friends, but this is my mother's wedding. It's important.
I know.
You can't hide from them forever.
Chuck is prickly.
I'll be there. And I'm not afraid of Chuck.
I wouldn't pull out the suit quite yet. I've spoken to Bree Bach later. She told me everything.
Did she tell her where I was?
I told her there was a certain wedding at the garden that she and her family wouldn't want to miss.
You're setting me up?
No. I'm giving you a choice. You can go to the wedding and tell Serena the ugly truth. Even if by some chance she can stomach you after that, you still have to deal with Bree. Their family, a little thing I like to call Southern Justice.
Or,
I'm getting sick of being your travel agent. This ticket's the last. It's one way.
Georgina, hey. Wow, so, how did everything go with Vanessa? Did she even want to see me?
You know what? We are going to go surprise her right now. Let's buy you a tie.
Looks like it's wedding song just became stormy weather. But don't worry, here comes the sun.
Sonic Youth stuck in traffic.
It's okay, Dorota.
But next time, remember, Mr. Chuck has a chopper.
Hey, have you seen Carter? I haven't been able to reach him on
his cell. It's so early. He'll be here. Go. Split. Mingle. I'll keep an eye out. Don't worry. I'm so glad you invited me, Nate.
Well, I'm just glad Blair didn't scare you off. Are you looking for someone?
No. I'm just taking it all in. It's perfect.
It's the perfect location, the perfect weather. Barry, it's the perfect wedding.
I know.
Carter is more than fashionably late, and it better be because he's lost his keys or he got hit by a pedicab and not because of something you did.
Trust me, Serena's life will be much better without Carter, which is why I offered him an easy way out.
I don't care what Lee Buckley told you. Carter's a new man with Serena, and this is her mother's wedding. He won't miss it.
Well, we'll see who's right. In the meantime, I'm going to get a canapé.
I nearly choked. She shoved her tongue right down my throat. I did some great acting, though. Totally pulled it off.
It'll be worth it when you see them finally happily married.
You're right. You're right, right?
I hope so. I'll see you soon. Try not to worry.
Yeah.
Oh, Jenny, it's gorgeous. Hey.
You know, Lily, it wasn't easy for me when my parents split up. And, it was even harder when I realized my dad was in love with someone else. But the truth is, I've never seen him happier than he is with you.
That is so sweet.
I can't wait for you to hear his vows. They're all about your future together, and I don't want to spoil them, but they're really beautiful. Okay, I'm gonna go, but you look amazing.
Okay.
And I'll see you out there.
Thank you.
Looks like I was right.
And you were wrong.
Hey, you okay?
No. Eddie might not be either when you hear what I have to say. A few months before we left to search for your dad, I ran up some gambling debt. I owed a lot of money to some scary people. And then I met this woman, Beth. She was shy, kind, and, well, she fell in love with me, and I saw an opportunity.
She had money?
Her family did, and I knew they'd take care of my debts if it looked like I was about to be one of them, so I proposed. The wedding was all planned, and she had her dress, flowers. I nearly went through with it, but I didn't love her.
So what, you just disappeared?
It's the worst thing I've ever done.
You buy this girl a ring, you tell her you love her. What, would you make her breakfast,
Serena,
in the morning, too?
It's not the same.
Carter, I have to go. My mother's getting married right now.
I've been looking all over for you.
Georgina!
Hey, what a great surprise.
I thought our date was tomorrow.
It is. I just stopped by to give Lily and Rufus the wedding present.
Hey, what was that about?
You look beautiful, though. Come on.
Can we just talk for a second?
I don't get it. Everything came together for today.
I'm sorry. I can't write my vows. I mean, how could I when we don't agree on how to raise our children or how to get married or anything?
What happened to taking a leave?
But the stakes are too high.
Ah, the wedding march. Here comes the awkward pause.
I'm sorry, everyone. There's been a slight delay. I'm sure there's just a tear in her hem or something. I'll check and I'll be right back.
Looks like the wedding dress might have a runaway train.
I can't believe you. You want to know what our future looks like, Lily? It looks like this. We are going to fight. We're going to want to kill each other sometimes. That's what marriage is about. Not running away from every little problem. Sticking it out, you know? Committing. Do you think you can do that or not?
I don't think I can.
Wait. So you're not getting married, Scott?
What? Who are you? This is a private conversation at a private event. How dare you? What, do you know him?
Oh, yeah, that was...
Your love child. Yeah, not dead. Congratulations, it's a boy.
Ooh, ooh, love child. Things didn't get any easier. Might have to move the honeymoon suite to the Heartbreak Hotel.
Wait, what was she talking about?
Don't believe her, Georgina is a liar.
What is she even doing here?
Her son is dead, isn't he?
Isn't he?
Yeah, of course he is. That was Scott Ross and Andrew's brother.
You know Andrew's brother.
Or that's
brother.
At least what he told me.
That, wait. Scott is your son.
I'm so sorry. I was going to say after the wedding. I found out just yesterday.
Scott, is... How is that possible?
The Rossons lied to you. Andrew wasn't your son. Scott is. He wasn't ready to tell you.
I have to go find him. Vanessa, what are you thinking about?
He's probably headed back to Boston. He takes the Chinatown bus.
I'm going to find him.
Well, I'm coming with you. He's our son. We're doing this together.
Are you okay?
Will you just leave? Please, I need some time.
Just so you know, I told you what I told you because it's not the same as you. I really do care about you, Serena. So much.
Carter, you remember my cousin Beth's brothers, right? Played defensive line for Arnett Mead.
I'll be at the Downing tonight. We can't do this here.
They'll be watching you.
What? It's not like somebody else is going to eat this now. Hey, guys. Great wedding, huh?
Look, Rufus, we just drove around the entire block. He's not here. Vanessa was wrong.
The bus for Boston leaves in 8 minutes. So he could still come. You know, he could be anywhere. Let's go back to the bus stop. What are you doing? Let's go.
Well, what's the point?
The point is we can still find him.
Well, and if we do, after what I just did... What am I supposed to say to him?
That we're his parents, that we're here for him, and that love can fix things.
Oh, we both know that's not true.
You know what? I don't. What Scott saw was you grasping at anything you can to push me away.
That is not true.
First it was Serena and Brown, then the mugs and the mayor.
But it's that you can't see the future.
Well, I'm scared of the future. I'm scared of a lot of things.
I'm scared because you're in love with me like you've never loved any of your husbands. And unlike a Bart Bass, someone like me can break your heart. And that's terrifying. And I know that because right now you're breaking mine.
Stop, this is a mistake.
Don't say that.
All my life, I wondered about my real parents. When I found out that they were you and Lily, you were back together, you're getting married. I guess I hope that I find out that you gave me up because you weren't ready. Not because you didn't love each other.
But the difference is now I know we both want you, need you in our lives. Sure, we got our problems, but Lily and I love our children. And despite what you just saw, we love each other.
He's right. He's the best father and the best man I've ever known. I am scared. Because marrying you means finally giving myself a real partner, my children a real father, and finally letting myself truly love.
Lily.
I'm sorry, Rufus. And I'm sorry, Scott, that this is how you had to meet me. Because all I've thought about for the last 20 years is holding our child in my arms. Please give us a chance.
Bye.
spotted, a family reunited, and it feels so good.
And I promise to eat caviar without spitting it in my napkin when we go to dinner at Mayor Bloomberg's. As long as he knows when he comes to our house, he's eating my chili.
Lily.
And Rufus, I know that our future will be just like us. Flawed and fragmented. And full of more love than I ever thought possible. I am so excited for you to be my husband. And for our children, all of them, to be my family.
Well, by the power vested in me by a sketchy service on the internet, I pronounce you husband and wife.
Oh, congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Where is Carter?
Oh, he went home. He wasn't feeling well.
You know all I want is for you to be happy, right? Look, I have to admit, if you were at Brown, this wedding probably never would have happened. So thank you.
Of course. And I really am so happy you finally found the right man. You're very lucky.
Sorry for not telling you who it was.
You know, I should have guessed. No one under 40 has ever shown that much interest in Lincoln Hawk.
See, I told you, he has my nose.
Maybe, but those are my eyebrows.
So, Scott, what do you think about board games?
Love him.
Fantastic.
So, Vanessa texted me. She said she saw her, she could make it back here.
I just wish I didn't put her in the middle of all this.
Vanessa's an all's well that ends well kind of girl. She'll be fine. Thinking about sticking around?
No, I have to go back to Boston. My family, figure my life out. But Lily said there's an open invitation. I'll definitely take her up on that. Maybe the holidays.
I'd love it. Sure, Vanessa would too. All right.
Carter told me some stuff, and it turns out he's not the person I thought he was. The person he is, I don't really want to know.
Look, I may loathe the guy, but he didn't have to own up to anything. He could have skipped town. I even bought him a ticket. He risked a lot going to the wedding, knowing Bree would be there.
What, the girl he was engaged to was a Buckley?
He must really care about you.
Do you think the Buckleys would actually hurt him?
They clearly want revenge.
I talked to Blair.
So is it true?
You used me to get to Carter?
Yeah. I guess I did. Come on, Nate. You're a Vanderbilt. I'm a Buckley. And as much as I like you, that's always going to come first in my blood. Texas. If it means anything, I'm sorry.
No. Oh, you know what? It doesn't. So please leave.
I
Carter, hey. I just talked to Chuck. I just want to make sure you're okay. Call me, please. I want to talk to you.
Well, it took 20 years, but we finally made it.
Well, I wouldn't have done it any other way.
This would be a perfect night, except for the fact that Georgina got away unscathed.
I wouldn't be too certain about that. Hi.
Couldn't help but notice you. I am Prince Valesti from Belarus.
Nice to meet you, Prince.
I'm flying back to my home country right now to celebrate my new oil pipeline. Any chance you want to join?
You know, I'm pretty much over college, and, well, who am I to say no to a prince?
Wonderful.
There are songs that make us want to dance. Songs that make us want to sing along. But the best songs are the ones that bring you back to the moment you first heard them. And once again, break your heart. XOXO, Gossip Girl.